The Lord bless you, hard dwellers. I have a short prayer as a result of the teaching that the Lord gave us tonight. Lord Jesus, you are so tender and compassionate with souls. Please help me to have a tender heart as well, and not be so concerned about my concerns and agendas, but more concerned about the wounded and ministering to them. Amen. Well, this all came about because I've been a little bit testy lately in the process of moving different helpers. Things don't look like they're getting done properly, and I've spoken out gently but firmly. And I realized that I was being presented a twisted picture of what was really going on, and it was a deliberate attempt on the enemy's part to make me angry. And he succeeded. So the Lord is addressing that. After communion, I sat quietly and said, Lord, I'm listening for you. It's 2:22 a.m. And 2 as always reminds me of the second person of the Trinity. I heard his reply immediately. You noticed. Imagine that. Lord, I know my first responsibility is to feed the flock. What's on your heart tonight? Because I was thinking of working on music, but I wanted to see what he had first. He began, Your trust is so important to me, my love. So much I want to do that requires your belief in me and in yourself. So much. I can see you're making valiant efforts to forsake your unbelief. That's very pleasing to me. I love it when you're told something outrageous and you answer, Well, he can do anything he wants to. Even working with a poor vessel like me. I love it when you say that because it shows me you're abandoned to my will and pleasure, no matter how impossible it seems. Your confidence in me makes my heart swell with joy. I'm so glad I bring you joy, Jesus. Oh, you do, much joy. Even working with frail souls, you go out of your way to make them comfortable and make amends. Here he's referring to a situation today where I kind of got impatient and made a remark, and I could see it hurt someone, and I came back and apologized afterwards. Anyway, the Lord continued. He said, People are so important to me. Of all the things you do, comforting souls brings me the most relief. So many hurt and have no one to encourage them. That's your calling, whether it be in song or spoken word or letters. That is your calling. Comfort them for me. I ache for the loneliness and alienation that my children have because they do not know my nature. If only they knew how much I care, Claire. If only they knew. They wouldn't be afraid to come to me. They wouldn't be afraid to hear me. Do you know that's the number one issue with my children hearing me? They're afraid of condemnation and correction. Yep, I'm getting that message. And that is so far from my true nature. You don't rebuke a baby or a broken soul. You comfort them. That's my heart. But so few know it. Even the ones who suspect it are still afraid. I really want to remedy this, and that's what's troubling me the most. They do not know my character, and your sharing has helped break down that wall of separation they have put up. Even the Satanists, they believe lies about me, and the foundation of their behavior is a misrepresentation of my nature and true compassion for them. They are truly wounded. And the walking dead with no one to pour oil on their lesions. If they understood how much I cared for them, they would quickly turn away from Satan. But they haven't a clue that I am a God of mercy, full of compassion and gifts of healing for their hearts and souls. They've been brainwashed by the enemy, who's a father of lies and has completely distorted who I am. People come to your channel to find me. To learn about me, to see how I feel about them by watching you. Your transparency is of utmost importance. Nothing would please me more than just one soul to see and hear me as I am. And yet I am blessed with hundreds now who understand me and my very real need for their fellowship. It is excruciating to me to stand by a soul and see them suffer, knowing that if they would only reach out to me, I would comfort them and console and heal them. It hurts me also that they do not understand that sin is so damaging to them. It's not that I'm a harsh taskmaster that wants my own way. I'm not even as tough as you can be with your employees. Ouch. Well, I see into their hearts and what's troubling them. May I have this gift, Lord, so I don't hurt anyone? He began again. Always be suspicious of anger or righteous indignation. Many times, that is the enemy provoking you to correct someone when they are already broken inside. Your restraint there is very pleasing to me, because I know how much you have to hold down sometimes, and I see that it really is a sacrifice on your part. But what you don't see are the devils poking you with pitchforks and arrows, provoking you to wrath or discontent that can be felt by others, thereby making their load even more unbearable. Mostly I send you souls for healing. Yes, they need work to do. They need to do it well, but more importantly is your loving demeanor to bring comfort to them. Wow, Lord, help me there, please. I am. Each day I test you with something and watch to see how you will respond. Will you take the bait or will you wait? Waiting, patience, is a big virtue when it comes to human nature and souls, like the fish that I gently picked up and put in the boat. Well, a little bit of explanation there. Ezekiel had a dream that he was fishing with some pastors. Jesus was in the boat, and they would catch something and reel it in, unceremoniously dropping the poor creature hard on the deck. Of course, the fish would die very quickly. But then the Lord was in the boat, and he reached out his hands, gently lifted the fish into the holding tank, letting them go gently, and they all survived. I wish for you, Jesus continued, to exercise that virtue more in your dealings with others. It will reflect who I am with much more accuracy. There are several times during the day that you get spiked with provocation. If you could see where it originated from, you wouldn't react. Please pay more attention to that. The enemy is stealing your energy in this way. Yeah, I'm really wiped out tonight. They feed on anger, you know. Not only that, they want to use you to discourage others. By all means, short-circuit their access to your buttons and wait on me. I will tell you what's really going on. Wouldn't you like that more than reacting and having to hold it down? Yes, Lord, truly I would. Thank you, I need this help. Well, that's why we are talking about it. I know your heart, and I want to satisfy that desire to care for others. It's hard, very hard, to undo an unfair or untimely comment. It stings the other person, and they react in discouragement and rejection. That's the last thing they need. Well, I've been thinking about a situation that I came across today, and I just wondered what I should do. The Lord answered me, well, you could lay down the ground rules and let them discover how those dynamics are impacting their lives. But do stay away from condemnation or they won't hear you. You have had a lot of experience with the repercussions of being critical of others. You know well how that opens the door. They don't. It's not in their universe, not in that way. And further, they don't see how much they do it. Just like you. You don't know how bad of a habit it is until it was brought to your attention. And then you saw it constantly. That's what made you try to stop. I do oppose the proud, but give grace to the humble. So if you're having continual obstacles and issues in your life, look for a habit of criticism And of course, especially with relatives and those you owe the greatest respect for, namely your parents and your husband. I cannot bring this lesson up too much, heart dwellers. Many of you are still indulging in judgment and criticism. Do you know the news is set up to provoke you to judge so the door can swing wide open for oppression? Well, it's true. You see a slanted report influenced by demons. You become enraged and indignant and pass judgment on the parties that are involved. Yet you know nothing of the true situation behind the scenes. This is how the media experts mind control others. It is one among many techniques, but one that is sure to elicit an immediate response. That's why they're shredding the president continually. That's why they publicize the worst stories. And once more, the demons feed on your anger. That energy is like life's blood to them. It comes out of you and they grab hold of it to become stronger. It is energy, electrical energy, and they have a way of assimilating it into their own being. You should see the demons that feed on traffic delays. You literally would not believe your eyes. An accident creates a serious roadblock and delay, and an army of demons comes in to feed off the negative energy. People finally get home and they're exhausted from anger. This is no exaggeration. It happens every day. Anger and fear are powerful energy sources for the evil ones. That is why they're constantly provoking this response in others. Forewarned is forearmed. Now, I've given you a clue as to where your energy goes when things don't go well or something is left undone or sloppy. How many times today were you provoked to anger or irritation? Well, I thought about it for a while, and I thought maybe 5. He said, no, try 7. 7? Yes, 7 and almost 8, but you caught yourself. Irritation is a big flashing red light. It shouts, demonic provocation. Pay attention to that and don't go for the bait. I speak to you especially in those times to give you another perspective so you won't go off on someone. If you heed that warning, you only lose a slight bit of energy to the enemy. So I'm giving you a lesson, heart dwellers. You are the target every single day of bullets and arrows tipped with poison of anger, pride, and judgment. Please have more wisdom than the enemy. Wise as serpents, gentle as doves. Don't fall for their attempts to anger you. If you read something that starts to make you angry, run from it. If there is an unjust situation and you need prayer for it, do not go into great detail to stir up anger in others. Touch it lightly and move on. You don't realize that when you go on and on about unfair situations, that the devils are actually using you to upset others. You yourself are angry and you're passing it on to others. It's like an infection. At the end of the day, you're exhausted. You gave it all away to the enemy. When you respond in love, you short-circuit the enemy's plan to steal from you. You see injustice, and instead of getting furious, you ask the Lord, why are you allowing this, Lord? There is so much you don't understand. There's history, bloodlines, sins of your forefathers, which carry curses and open doors. And if you knew the whole situation, you would pray for the parties involved, but not get carried away with anger and judgment. There is a history as to why that person is in so much trouble and is being treated so unfairly. So rather than snapping to conclusions, it's best to say, Lord, please intervene here and keep me from unjust wrath. I know, Lord, you do not allow situations this bad to happen for no reason at all. You are a just God. Please deliver them from evil. Then drop it. You see, this is where the gossip chain steals the most energy from my people. A juicy piece of news is spread, and the demons follow the trail as if it were dripping blood. They suck it all in and walk away from the gossipy phone conversation rejuvenated and re-energized to go out and cause more trouble. That's how they work. They take what you had, your good energy, they provoke it to anger, and then they feed on that anger. It is a never-ending cycle. That's why I tell you not to listen to the media, not to gossip. That's only one facet of these deadly habits. So now, how wise are you in understanding what you are up against today? If you've learned, my dear ones, please put it into practice and conserve your energy for my work. I will remind you of what I've taught you today. I love you. Go and be as observant and clever as the snakes, yet so gentle that like the dove you flee at the first sign of dissension and negativity. And by all means, spread my healing, unconditional love to those who are wounded and broken and aren't able to function the way they should.